Bezal Shem Mizbochi begin Perek Shemini, the 8th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Mechir, the laws of sales and the Sevikin in the book of acquisitions, where in this perek we begin the discussion regarding exceptions to the acquisitions, and specifically regarding if it wasn't a complete kinyan. And Rambam gets halacha aleph regarding that of a sale that had a partial payment. If someone sells a field to his friend for 1,000 zuz, now, he gave him part of the monies. Now, the seller was continuously coming and going in and out, claiming the rest of the monies. Now, the fact that he was desperate to get the monies is proving that obviously the reason why he was selling was because he was pressed for cash. And that's the whole reason why he made the sale. And since that wasn't attained because he's not getting the full purchasing price, so therefore that itself will nullify the sale. So even if there's just one zuz out of the 1,000 that wasn't paid up yet, so the consumer has not acquired the whole object, even though generally a down payment is considered as if you gave all the money. And even though he wrote a document or he took possession, no, this obviously is showing that he's not agreeable yet to the entirety of the sale. Now, halacha base. So it's not a done deal. Now, if the buyer backs out, so the seller has the upper hand, and that is Ratzah Imele, if he wants to tell the buyer, he could tell him, look, Helich Moisecha, either he could say, okay, go ahead, take your monies back, or you could tell him, no, acquire from the property, relating to the monies that you have given to me, and he gives him the lowest grade of it. If the seller backs out, so the buyer has the upper hand. If he wants, I can tell him, tell me Moisa, give me my money back. Oh, he tell me Karka, can I get Moisa, or give me at least property relating to the money that I gave. But he takes from the higher quality of the land. This is all if it was Nichtas V'yetzi. So obviously it's not a done deal. It's not totally done in regards to the, so that they can back out or whatever he gave to whoever is backing out, the other one gets the upper hand. But let's say the guy gave part of the monies, and the seller wasn't desperately coming and going back and forth trying to get the monies. So then then the buyer has already acquired the entire property. Neither one of them can back out. And the rest of the monies is like any debt that's owed to the seller. Halacha gimel. Let's say someone's selling his field because of its inferior quality, because it's something, it's a liability on his hand. So then actually in that case, so even though he's constantly coming in and out and he's trying to claim the rest of his monies, even though he's doing that, no, the whole thing has been acquired. And therefore the buyer cannot back out, meaning obviously also the seller cannot back out, but obviously we're presuming that he wouldn't be interested in that because he's trying to get it off his hands. But the fact that Shazesha Teveya, says Rambam, because this that he's claiming, and he's running after the money, it's not like the opening halachas of this parak, where, oh, obviously he's showing that he's not fully fledged in the sale yet because he wants to make sure he gets all his money. No, he's just desperately trying to get the money so that the buyer doesn't back up because it's a poor sell. But it would be considered as a Gemara Kinyan, even though he's coming and going. Halacha Dal, B'china Din B'moicha Metalfin. Same thing applies if someone's selling movable items. Even though the consumer already did mashiach on the payers, right? Seems like he took it out to his property, but the seller is continuously trying to get the monies from the buyer. So like Hana, again, it's the same idea like by Karka. He's showing that it's not done. He just needed the money, and if not, then this wasn't a sale. And the one who's backing out, that person will have the lower hand. Commissioner, like we explained. As we said also, the same idea, unless if he's selling it because of its inferior quality, but he's a kanako. And then even though he's desperately coming for the money, it's only because he doesn't want the buyer to back out. But of course, it is a full acquisition. Halacha hey. Lakach shav meya. If someone purchases something worth 100, b'masayim for a price of 200, and now the seller is continuously coming in and out to try to get the rest of his monies, sorry, it's a suffix. That's a situation of doubt. Is there similar to the case of someone selling a field because of its inferior quality? Meaning, why is it like that case? Because it's only because he realized he charged an exorbitant amount of money, so he's just desperate to get that. But it's not that he's like not, it is a final sale. He just wants to get the extra monies that he was charging, and therefore it would be Gemara Kinyan. Maybe it's not like someone sells his field because of inferiority. And B'zeshet Tevei, at this state he's claiming, because he's not concluded yet that it's sold until he gets all the monies. So that's the doubt between the two cases that we described in this middle case of when someone's buying something for double the price. The figure, therefore, if anyone of the two wants to back out, because it's a doubt, it might be like the other way, say, so he can't back out. Now, if the seller, if he grabs from the item that he sold, where it specifically he could grab, because he's saying, I know why I was claiming, because I didn't yet make up until I get all the monies. The buyer doesn't know what the intent of the seller is, therefore he cannot grab for his side. So if the seller does grab from the item that he sold, connected emotion initially, regarding the amount of money that's still remaining by him, so Imet Timiyadi, you wouldn't take it away from him. He could say, yeah, I didn't, that's it. It really wasn't a full sale. What I got the money, fine, I'll keep, but that what I did, I'm taking back that item, and he has the ability to do that. Halacha Vav continues regarding if there's a mistake in regarding to the payments. So Sakhina Dov Mechaver, if someone buys something from his friend, but not like them, he gave him the monies. But Vatob Bimini Hamois, he made a mistake in the amount of the monies. And the later point in time, the seller comes to claim from him, and he says to him, hey, Meishon Asatli, Ein Milim Tishim. The 100 that you gave me was really only 90. Nikna HaMekach, no, the sale item has been acquired, like as if he gave all the monies. Umarz LeHasar, and he gives him back the remaining 10. The Falach HaKamashon, even after many years, Bin Mekarka, Bin Metalim, whether it's real estate, or whether it's movable items, that's considered as a, although it, all of it wasn't given, it that was an error, but it was considered a full-fledged sale. Halacha Zayin contains regarding if there's an agreement regarding a future sale. If someone says to his friend, when I'm going to sell this field, it's sold to you from now for 100 zuz. And they make a kinyan from him for this. And at a later point in time, he sells it to someone else for that same 100. So Kanarishan, the first one already had it first, he acquires it for that 100. But someone, let's say, sells it at a future time for more than 100. Then Konach, and then the later person who acquires it. Why? Shloi Omole Eli Kishe Emker. His words were only that I'm gonna when I am going to sell it. Meaning Shia Meicher Midai Tetchila, that he's gonna sell it as he initially had in mind with his own goodwill without being forced to do it. Vizel Lohi writes Limker. But really, in this situation, when he sells it to the second person, he didn't want to sell it, so therefore he has no demand to give it to the first one. Because he's only selling it because of the increase of the price offering that he's getting from the second person. It's almost like as if he was forced to sell because I'm being offered so much money. That's not the same thing as Kisha Emker, and therefore he can sell it to the second person. Now, Amalei, let's say, tells him, Kisha Emkerenu, I'm going to sell it. It's going to be acquired to you from now. Just and how much the evaluation is going to be made by a court of three people. So then, and even if two out of the three, because that's the majority of a court, a roib is enough, if two out of the three evaluated, that's going to be the price offering, how much he had made up now that is going to be for the future. Now, if Amalei, but let's say, tells him, the way three people are going to say, then that's Shiyam HaShlesh, and that has to be until three people say, because obviously his intent is not for a bezdin, where he wants it specifically to be three, and if it's not enough to have a majority of three, you would have to actually have three, not two. And Amalei Sotavi tells him, just at that, how much is going to be evaluated by a quarter of four. So why specify four? It's actually Shuma Arba Kulam, it's up until that, actually it's evaluated by four, all of those four, and they agree. The Yim Kala Acha Kamash Yiskim, and then he's going to sell it to the other person the way they agreed. That's going to be Ba'achkach Yekin, then the first person, who's the one he's making up with it right now, is going to acquire it. Now, Shoma Isa Shleisha Oyarba. So let's say, whatever the case is, the three of the four, they evaluate it. And then the seller says, no, I don't want their evaluation. I want a different three or different four come along and evaluate it. In Shemalei, we don't listen to him. Because the buyer already acquired from him initially when he sold him from now, when it's going to be valued by three or four, and they already evaluated it, so it's already his, and therefore he can't say, oh, I want the other three or four to evaluate it. It's already sold to that first person.